This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, y'all? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you're with me. Lots to discuss. The anti-civil rights, or I should say anti-Trump civil rights relic by the name of John Lewis spoke out. He asked college students to get in trouble. Yeah. It's funny, the people who claim to be nonviolent and tolerant call again for upheaval in the process. Why ain't y'all out there turning over cars and burning down police stations and stuff? You didn't get your way. Glad you guys are here. John Lewis, a civil rights relic, no longer believes in nonviolence, but instead in the Democrat tactics that got his butt kicked in the past. Isn't it funny to watch Democrats, black Democrats, who would dare go and get into the bosom of their oppressors, the very people that hung black people for no reason, for looking at a white woman, for daring to sass a white person, talking sassy. He's an uppity Negro. That's what they would call us, uppity Negroes. And John Lewis is sided with him. He's complicit. And it's funny to watch these Democrats all get invited to their, you know, Elizabeth Warren goes to UMass trying to sell her book instead of telling these kids what they're going to face in the future. She's trying to sell a book. Unbelievable. I'll get into that a little bit later. I'm talking about John Lewis, a member of the Congressional Black Circus, a House Negro for the left. That's what he is. That's what they call me. Kevin, you're a house Negro. No, I'm nobody's Negro. I'm an American. And I'll tell you this, nobody tells me what to say or do. But John Lewis, you better bet he'll step and fetch it. You better bet. That means you really, really know. He'll step and fetch it in a minute. Hillary Clinton supporter told students, get in the way. Stir up. Necessary trouble. Necessary trouble. That's what he called it. I'm using my quotes. Necessary trouble. This was in his commencement speech. He didn't say to them, listen, get out there, go be somebody. You are amazingly talented. You are empowered to be the best you want to be. No, no, no. Harkens back to the civil rights, days of the civil rights. While he's pushing for amnesty for millions of illegals, there's a mean spirit in America today, is what he said. What is John Lewis? Why would he be pushing for amnesty for millions of illegals? He's got millions of black folks, hundreds of thousands of them, in his own swash of territory, his plantation, that don't have jobs. You'd think he'd be championing the cause of Donald Trump. What's the unemployment rate? 4.4%? Which means it's dropping for black folks, too. But John Lewis is one. He's working on amnesty for illegals. Stephanie Rawlings Blake, the mayor of Baltimore, she was talking about sanctuary cities and helping illegals get residency or get amnesty in America. What's that got to do with her 68% black folks in Cleveland? Not enough Hispanic votes to shake a stick at. And she's worried about the Hispanic vote in amnesty. She worried about her citizens? Heck no. John Lewis said this. During the days of President Kennedy, there was a greater sense of hope and a greater sense of optimism. Let me tell you what this moron is talking about. He was a freedom rider. In every town he went to, somebody that looked like John Kennedy, that had a D after his name, whether it was a sheriff or the mayor, was whooping that Negro's head. And he's got the nerve to hearken back to John Kennedy in a good way. A man who voted against the Civil Rights Act, John Kennedy. And he wants to make him his hero. Who next? LBJ? Unbelievable. This guy is a relic. I'm going to tell you right now, and I don't mean it in a bad way because I don't wish anybody dead, but I'll tell you this. I will be glad when the last of these civil rights relics are gone, that they have left Mother Earth. And there's nobody left to go, well, I remember when we were marching across the Edward Pettus Bridge and we got beat up and we were this and that. You know, y'all need to go. You got young blacks in college going, well, man, it's just a hardship out there being black. I mean, eating all the time and getting white folks paying for all your stuff, your college, paying for your unemployment, paying for your Social Security, paying for everything, paying for your health care. Yeah, white folks paying for everything, and these young black punks do nothing except whine. That's all they do. I'm not getting what I want. Crybabies all. Not getting what they want. And the left love them. They love them. And other black people love them. They love looking at these. I'm embarrassed by them. I'm truly embarrassed. I'm like, what, a bunch of chumps, man. You couldn't even. Let me tell you something. These little princesses, these little black snowflakes today, they couldn't even have survived in the 60s. Black folks would have looked at them and been like, shut up. I mean, there was a legitimate reason for black people to be mad at this government in the 60s. Even more so today, but not for the reasons that they're talking about. They should have been mad at the government of the 60s because they were getting beat up. They were being oppressed because these Democrats did not want black people to become empowered. And then we become empowered. Democrats that are still in charge are doing the bidding of the legacy of progeny, if you will, of LBJ, giving these Negroes just enough to get by. Oh, we got examples. We got Oprah Winfrey and LeBron James and Tiger Woods and a few other folks. They're all out there saying you can be a success, but nobody touts them. What they tout is the government owes you something. They tout all these people to look at, and they get these young black kids riled up. Here's what John Lewis says. As you leave MCLA, go out there. Get in the way. Get in trouble. Good trouble. Necessary trouble. And make some noise. Necessary trouble. What kind? Should they burn down Ferguson again? John Lewis, you're going to pick up the tab. Should they burn down Baltimore over a petty criminal that got himself killed, not because he rode in a police van, but because he was a bad person. And he never should have been caught up in to begin with. People are crazy. He says, when you see something's not right, not fair, not just, you have a moral obligation to man up, to stand up, speak out, speak up. What about when it's that moral obligation means that they're the ones that are doing the wrong thing? Do they have a mandate then? We'll be back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to go to Delphine. He used to call his girl, talk about what drugs they was going to get. Say, your kids are smarter than you think. He used to call the house, and the kid would pick up the phone. He tried to talk in code, so the kid don't know what he's talking about. He'd call the house. So, yeah.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Shorty? How you feeling?
I'm okay.
What's up, Smoke? How you doing? You doing good at school?
I'm good.
Okay, let me holler at your mother real quick.
My mama can't go to the phone. She's in the shower.
Oh, okay. Tell your mother I'm at the candy store. I'm about to buy some M&M's.
M&M?
Yeah.
I don't like no M&M.
Ask her, do she want the plain M&M? Tell your mama I'm at the bakery. Tell her I'm about to buy a dozen donuts. Do she want the plain donuts or the donuts with the powder on them?
My mama don't like no donuts.
Tell your mama I'm at the florist, okay? I'm at the florist. I'm about to buy some dirt. Ask her, do she want the plain dirt or the dirt with the rocks in it?
Dirt? My mama don't want no dirt. It's getting too nickel bad.
Okay, thanks, Shorty.
Welcome back, everybody. It was a major drug stash. We found out about it. ISIS leadership, they said, trying to string out their jihadi fighters on painkillers. But why would ISIS do that when their goal is world dominance? Why are you going to string out your folks? Muslim jihadists in the terror group ISIS get high before battling infidels. Their leaders make sure of it. That's what authorities are telling the mainstream media. Because there was a big drug high, some synthetic cocaine or something. It was Italian police. They just seized an estimated 37 million painkillers. Authorities believe the intended recipients were ISIS fighters in Libya who take them during battle to stay motivated. The shipment was labeled as shampoo and blankets. So I see this story, and I go, I don't buy it. ISIS making 37 million painkillers. And you'll understand what my little clues were, but I want to relate the story to you to see what you think. Because it reeks of propaganda. And you should be asking yourself common sense questions. And I don't want to spoon feed you. But I want you, and I probably shouldn't have told you my theory. But here we go, as far as why I'm speculating. So here's what they claimed. It's thought the tablets are frequently sold to ISIS fighters for about $2 each. So they say that the haul was worth more than $75 million to whomever was planning was planning to push them. Now, $2, you're out in the field, you're fighting on behalf of, you know, some third world goat humping leader, and he says to you, okay, everyone come in here, we want you to fight all night, you must be able to stay strong, you have $2, you give me for your pills. And I'm going, I don't think so. My attitude would be, I'm fighting for you, and you're not going to provide me the pills to make me fight? I got to pay you? What kind of ghetto nonsense is this? Now, I don't believe that. He said, those who attacked the Bataclan Music Club in Paris in 2013, slaughtering 89 people, were said to have been high on the amphetamine Captagon. So what? They had to stay up all night planning? So they got the amphetamine and went, okay, everybody ready? Yeah, we're more than ready, boss. Let's go do it. We can get it. We can kill some gays. Let's go. I don't believe this. I don't believe this for one second. AsiaNet News alleged Nigerian terrorist Boko Haram are said to have fed child soldiers dates stuffed with tramadol before sending them on missions. ISIS is already known for feeding its fighters Captagon, an amphetamine that blocks hunger, fear, and fatigue. Okay, let's say they are. I go back to this. Are you going to charge me? What if I lost my wallet in battle? What, will you take a credit card? We will. We have what they call it, their little square. We have square. How many pills you want? No. I'm thinking maybe 50. You know, you're kind of trying to, you don't want to get too many. Don't get ahead of yourself. Trump's president. Oh, man. I'd love to see a drone strike as they're making a deal on their pills. Some guy hands out, you know, Ted Kennedy's credit card. Says, I will have 1,000 pills. Oh, Ahmed is an optimist. So they run him up for $2,000 as it's processing. It processes. You're approved. Here you go. Compliments of Donald Trump. A missile. Or some, you know, a thing that says, a missile has interrupted this transaction. I'm ripping right now with my radio audience. Mr. Kennedy, your credit card was not billed. Oh, man. Sometimes you can just have fun with self. You can. Who was it that sent me a note? I know you guys keep them in like a single file. Tell me, who sent me the note about me Oh, no, it was a guy he called, right? The guy that called and said, Kevin, you're not supposed to laugh at your own jokes. Can't be laughing at your own jokes. Why are you laughing at your own jokes? I'll laugh at, if a joke is funny, I'll laugh at. There's some misnomer in comedy that you can't laugh at your own joke. Now, don't misunderstand me. You can't finish the punchline and be laughing. If it's a joke that you're just telling for effect, I get it. I'm rubbing my eyes in case you guys are wondering what's wrong with my voice. I had a lady contact me. Kevin, you see, your voice sounds bad. It did sound bad. I was hoarse. My voice was sore. I had a sore throat. But hey, the show must go on. Every day, I cannot give you this. I cannot give you the Raul voice of Kevin. Sometimes
it doesn't sound like Pee Wee Herman. It just does what it does. I can't affect it. It is what it is, okay? Get used to it. Maybe I'll do the rest of the show like this and see if you like it.
No, she was being nice. Her name is Karen. Karen's an avid listener. Helps me immensely. Karen, I love you. And know you're going through some struggles, but, you know, you're going to get through it, and we appreciate everything that you do for us. Yeah, so I'm back to these pills. Let me ask you. If you were working, let's just say for me, and I come to you, you're a volunteer, and I mean, it's hard work. We're out there picking cotton or something and singing old Negro spirituals and don't have a whole lot of water. You know, you get like one water break. So it's in the old days. And suddenly I come to you and I say, you know what? I can make all you white folks work a lot harder if you'll buy this pill from me. Man, my producer's looking at me like, yeah, like that's going to happen. Exactly. That's the look I would expect. Like, are you crazy? Now, look, I ain't going to speak for these third world goat humpers that want to, you know, maybe they would buy a pill. Maybe somebody could be talked into it. When you buy a pill, we will not cut off your head. What do you say to somebody that you, I mean, you've got out in the worst of circumstances. Now, I guess maybe if we give you sex slaves, we take care of everything for you. You know, whatever. Okay, maybe you can talk into it. That was a little bit. You got the point.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season heavy-duty quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500.
$5. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Want to talk a little bit about a guy that you probably miss, formerly on MSNBC, Keith Olbermann, the guy who fuels himself on ignorance. He so desires to be relevant. So much, man. Keith Olbermann can't stand that he's not in the limelight. He deserves it. And it's so funny. If you go back and you look at anything that Keith Olbermann ever did, all you see is a pompous jackass. That's it. No way does this guy earn any respect as a journalist, barely as a human being, to be honest with you. A vile person, egomaniac to the hilt, made a ton of money, now he's bottom feeding. His unceremonious, I should say, dismissal from NBC. Since then, Olbermann has bounced around looking for somebody to love him long time, but there's no takers. So now he's doing this thing with GQ. I don't even know what you call it, but it's GQ. He does like this 7-minute video rant. And I'm not kidding you. The only thing you can do after looking at this rant is you think, surely he doesn't believe this. This is all an effort for him to become, you know, to get relevancy again. I don't get this guy. It really is the strangest thing to watch. I would never watch it if it weren't for just the sheer, people send it to me and then Kevin, you're not going to believe this. And then I watch it and go, you've got to be kidding. And the only reason why that I would even bring this up is if he does believe it, you need to hear it. So he begins reading a statement. I appeal to the intelligence agencies and government of what is left of the free world. We're going to play the clip because I want to parse the clip and just really delve into the pathology of a guy like Keith Olbermann. So let's play the first part of the clip.
I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. I appeal to the intelligence agencies and the governments of what is left of the free world, to them as entities, entireties, as bureaucracies making official decisions, and to the individuals who make decisions of conscience, to GCHQ and MI6 in the UK, to the BND in Germany, the DGSE in France, the ASIS in Australia, and even to the GRU in Russia, where they must already be profoundly aware that they have not merely helped put an amoral cynic in power here, but an uncontrollable one, whose madness is genuine and whose usefulness, even to them, is at an end. To all of them and to the world's journalists, I make this plea. We, the citizens of the United States of America, are the victims of a coup. We need your leaks, your information, your intelligence, your recordings, your videos, your conscience. The civilian government and the military of the United States are no longer in the hands of the people, nor in the control of any responsible individuals on whom you can rely.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You know what I find most interesting about that little piece? Is that he says to the Russians, you influenced this election. Pardon me. You got Donald Trump elected. And now you've got to be feeling buyer's remorse. Which sort of goes against the reasoning that the Russians would have helped Donald Trump to begin with. But that goes lost on him. And I love the way Oberman, he always tries to make himself seem like he's so in the know. He names off all of the various agencies around the world, the spy agencies of the various, you know, GCHQ, MI6, BND, which is in Germany, DGSE in France, ASIS in Australia, and even the GRU in Russia, the former KGB. So, in appealing to all of them directly, all of you, you know, he tries to come off as if he's knowing of who they are, and that by giving you all of this information, he's making sure that you understand this isn't pontification, folks. He knows these people are aware of all of the different things that are going on in the American government, and they need to help us to stop it. Yeah, the United States is no longer in the hands of the people. It just happened. When Barack Obama left, well, the republic was gone. He says, nor is it in the control of, get this, any responsible individuals on whom you can rely. So let me get this right. You want the Russians to be able to rely on whom within our organization, within our country? Anyway, I want to play some more of this because it gets even better. Trust me, folks.
The first step towards compromising our FBI occurred Tuesday with the unilateral firing of its director by the president, prompted by the attorney general, both of whom are, or were at least in theory possibly to be, under investigation by the FBI as led by that director they fired. Our CIA is run by one of that president's political appointees. The first national security advisor was fired and may have been a Russian stooge. The second national security advisor has reportedly been yelled at by the president because he had had the temerity to disagree with him.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, I'm parsing Keith Olbermann's little tirade here about Donald Trump, and it is so funny to listen to. So he's mad that Comey's fired, but I don't, and I'm not going to go research this, but I will practically guarantee you dog turds to donuts that Keith Olbermann would have called for Comey's head when he released the information on Hillary Clinton or redid the investigation. Almost bet you money. Well, I would bet you money. I don't even have to. No, I know he did. So now he's mad that Comey was fired. And then, but I love how there's no information that's solid by him. He says Comey was fired because either there was or either the president you are or possibly could be under investigation. Those are the choices. He is under investigation or he possibly could be under investigation. No, there's another chance here, Keith. He may not be under an investigation and likely isn't. He doesn't give you that. He makes it sound as if he knows. Well, you either are or you are possibly under an investigation. Okay, so because you said it with sternness, that means that it's true? It isn't. Here's what's going to shake out of all this. I don't know how you do it. There's nothing that's going to satisfy these morons, but I would love for somebody to go, there's not an investigation of Trump, nor has there ever been, and see what they say. Then he goes on to talk about CIA is a political appointee of the President of the United States. Now, I think the CIA director has to be approved by Congress, but he may have some level of appointee. But whoever was the CIA director, who was it? Did Barack Obama get to appoint one? What is this beef with Donald Trump coming into office? And I don't know the rules of it, but if he gets to appoint one, he appoints one. What's the rule? Oh, no. Those rules apply only to, what, black presidents? That's how ridiculous this is, folks. Then he says, and I love this, his first NSC, National Security Chair, whatever, was fired and may indeed be a Russian stooge. Or guess what, Keith Olbermann? May not. It may turn out that he really didn't do much wrong and that it was a conspiracy to get Trump. That, by the way, Susan Rice, who isn't testifying, maybe all this all fits together. Could be. And then I love the last one. He says that the second national security advisor, got yelled at. Yes, they got yelled at. How do you keep your job if somebody yells at you? I mean, would you? You ever been yelled at on a job? Hey, let me tell you. In black families, we get a lot of preparation in being yelled at. Because I'm going to tell you something. My grandmother yelled at me all the time. Boy! I mean, I don't even want to go back and try to count. She yelled at me constantly. And you know what happened? By the time I became about 15 years old, I was pretty much immune to being yelled at. I was prepared for the real world because my grandmother yelled at me. My grandfather yelled at me. What you know? Especially when I would go against them with the Democrats. When we'd be watching TV. And Barbara Joy would come up. Boy, shut up. I said, but she sounded like she's a victim. Shut up over there. So I got yelled at. And I'm telling you, by the time I was 12 years old, yelling at me didn't do a whole lot. By the time I was 15, I guarantee you yelling at me didn't do much. And by the time I was 21, I ignored you if you yelled at me. You can yell. People yell at me all day. Oh, Kevin, I don't like what you wrote. I don't like what you said. That. And you know what I do? I don't give a crap what you think. You can yell away. All caps when you type in a message to me or something. Hey, thank you. It's easier to read. I don't care. Look, if I cared about, I'm gonna make it real for you today, folks. If I had the I don't even know how to put it. When I started this, if I had thin skin, I wouldn't be around. The reason why, I will tell you, if there's any one reason why you want to listen to me, it's because of the crap I took on your behalf and where most people would have quit. I know a lot of people who quit doing what I'm doing because they couldn't take it. No offense against them, I understand. If I were the type of person who would give up, I would have quit. I don't give up. And luckily for me, all these things that led up to this, my grandmother yelling at me, my mother dying, my dad being a scoundrel, whatever, is the reason why I'm ready to take these yells. We'll come back and talk more about old men.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Our State Department is in the hands of useless amateurs. Our United Nations mission is bereft of power and uninformed. And the White House is run by a cabal of an amoral family syndicate that has spent its first 3 months slapping a dollar sign on anything that stood still long enough. A cabal with, at its head, a man with seemingly no interest in our laws, in our rights, in our Constitution, and with a brain that appears to not work properly.
And I thought, I like to hear myself speak. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. God, Keith Olbermann, what a piece of work. He is what, do you know what you call somebody, a tool? That the dude is a tool. God, so wants to be relevant. I'm serious. What an ego. Graduates from, Cornell Ag? I graduated from Cornell. No, you graduated from Cornell Ag. Same thing, Cornell. No, it's not. It's not. You're not in there with the elites, Keith, but he thinks he is. He so wants to be relevant. Look, folks, I'll tell you something. I love that you're here, but it's not. The difference is I don't feel like it's a one-man show, and I mean, you're here, oh, I'm going to show you this and show you that. It's to make us all get better, to make us all think. Keith Olbermann wants you to listen to him because he knows better. That's what he's about. Wow, man, I can't believe we could hear that car in the studio. Did you hear that? Anyway, I watched this guy, seriously. This guy at one point, I think he made $7 million a year. It made me go, I could do that. I could do that in an instant. Unbelievable. So he goes on. He says the UN is bereft of power and uninformed. So what's changed? The UN should be bereft of power. It should not have a nickel's worth of power over the United States. We should capitulate where we agree, and where we don't, we say we're going our own way. You want, these people are going to fight wars. We started the UN, they fight more wars than anybody. And uninformed? So we had Saudi Arabia or Iran over human rights. It was something crazy like that with the UN. Seriously? And then he goes on to say that the White House has put a price tag. There's a cabal in the White House, and they put a price tag on everything. So all these people are getting together in a secret meeting, and they put a price tag. What does Trump put a price tag on? Name it. Let me tell you what Barack Obama put a price tag on. He put a price tag on green energy. He put a price tag on climate change. He put a price tag on Common Core. In other words, the price of students. He put a price tag on foreign policy by allowing Hillary Clinton to run her crooked organization. This moron has some nerve to tell you Donald Trump's put a price tag on anything. You know what Donald Trump's put a price tag on? Draining the swamp. Getting rid of these crooked career politicians and changing the system so we get a glimpse of it. You think Keith Olbermann cares? He says, it appears that Donald Trump has a brain that doesn't work. Well, you know what? To a stupid person, you wouldn't recognize genius. I'm not surprised to hear him say that. Obsessing over the firing of Comey, as are most of his leftist pawns, his buddies, his cronies, and they wanted him gone. And you know what you're hearing, folks, in case you're not paying attention? Oh, I saw a new poll that came out. 51% of the people are disappointed that Comey was fired. Do you believe that? Ask yourself, I'm going to tell you, I'm a staunch conservative. I was happy that Comey brought Hillary Clinton under the spotlight. Then he let her free. That's when I said, he's dead to me, right? Then he brought it back. Now, admittedly, I gave him mouth to mouth. I revived him, thinking, okay, he saw the error of his ways. Then he let her go again. Now, I'm going to ask you, how many conservatives do you know that went, you know what? He seems like a fair guy. Well, I just let him. Because I'm going to tell you, 80% plus of the people that I know said he should have been gone then. Now, the left, they loved him when he let her go. They loved him even more when they let her go the second time. And they were the ones that, I would say, if you wanted to say who really wanted him gone, they wanted him gone over the second coming back. But when he freed her again, they were okay with it. But once she didn't win, they all wanted Comey's head. All of them. So here's what I'm trying to explain to you. There is no way on God's green earth that Comey is at 51% approval. No way. See, I'm a mathematician and a scientist and a logistician. There's no way that occurs. This is yet another lie. And what they're doing is they want you to believe that Donald Trump made a mistake in firing Comey. They want you to believe he was heading an investigation and it was going to put Trump under the microscope and then get the talking point. Everybody ready for it? Watergate, 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 Watergate. I want to play more of this Olbermann clip, though.
Through our own negligence, the resentments and stupidities of millions of us, and the boundless greed of our elite class, our democracy has all but slipped away from us. It hangs today by a thread, and those who could protect it and restore it and fight for it, even at this late date, the Republican politicians whose voices today could force Trump out of office tomorrow, they are almost silent, owned by special interests and silenced by a power that exceeds even whatever dedication to freedom they once had. All but a few of them fall back into platitudes about the leader of the country firing the head of the FBI and precipitating a constitutional crisis in order to shut down the investigation of his possible high crimes and misdemeanors.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm just laughing because Keith Olbermann says our democracy hangs by the balance, or in the balance, or whatever. We don't have a democracy. We have a republic. And it doesn't hang in a balance. And what's funny is he's condemning his own people, the elites. The elites are the people that Olbermann wants to be a part of, so wants to be a member of that team, man. It's really sad to see. It's sad to see a guy. I knew Olbermann from sports. And then he went to MSNBC, I believe it was MSNBC. And the level of hatred that Olbermann has, folks, there are parts of me, I believe it to be real. I don't think this guy's faking his vitriol against us. And I want you to understand, this is what's being taught. When I talked to you guys about this speech, this event I did recently, and with all these educators, and 80% of these parents were in my corner. 20% were with the educators, and then there were like maybe four board members who were all leftists. And the guy that put it on said to me, Kevin, you had them really squirming. And I said, squirming with what? Squirming with truth. People are so afraid to speak out over there that people like Olbermann are actually revered. They're paid lots of money. And they're worthless, guys. They're paid a fortune. I find it so, I don't even know how to, I find it amazing that people think this way. And you do too. You come up to me all the time. I can't tell you, there's a certain number of questions I get all the time. But you know what they ask me about pundits like Juan Williams? Kevin, does Juan believe that stuff? Kevin, does Mark Lamont Hill believe that stuff? Kevin, does so-and-so, whoever is arguing on the left, do they believe it? Or are they really just sort of, yeah, I know they want a counter-argument, so let's just do... None of that stage, people. Let me ask you, because I'm sure there are people over there that ask this of me. Does he really believe it? Do I believe in what? Do I believe in common sense? I tell you guys all the time, I don't... I wish I could let you know. Am I a sharp guy? Yes. But there's nothing that I say. There's rarely anything that I say that doesn't point back to just good old-fashioned common sense. Now, I may put it in a way that you may have never considered, but I'm not giving you anything new. And I don't want to run people off. Oh, Kevin already said on his radio show he didn't give you anything new. But I don't. I've often said all the wisdom of everything I've ever said is in either Psalms or Acts in the Bible. Those two books has all the wisdom of the world. All we're doing is putting a human touch. Oh, I remember when I spoke here. I went here. I talked to this person. I visited this. That's all we do. Every bit of knowledge in terms of how we interact with each other and how we deal with each other is in the Bible, and it's freaking common sense. And guys like Olbermann believe in their heart of hearts that Donald Trump is bad for this country. Why? Just because he believes it. That's all it takes. It doesn't take anything more. And if you think you're going to convince him out of it, there's no way you convince him out of it unless it hits him in his pocketbook and he is at his lowest level. That is the only way you convince these people out of this. They have a pathology that says this is the way you go along to get along. And you're not going to change it unless you're radical. So to use John Lewis's terminology, act up. Go act up. You act up with the truth. You know the difference between our acting up? We are telling the truth. Every time I go on TV and I talk about something, I'm not putting on for anybody. I don't make up stuff for Fox. I'm educated about what I want to talk about because I understand the importance of what I have to say, but it's going to be genuinely mine. Olbermann, these people are dangerous people. They're dangerous.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.